West, Ricky in Los Angeles. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Good. How's L.A.?
Pretty good. It's the weather's kind of weird out here.
It is strange. I know it was just starting when I left there a few days ago.
Yeah. So I was listening tonight on your show about dreams. I don't really have dreams that much, but I do have dreams every week or so, and these are very descriptive. I could remember them very well. Usually what it is, it starts out the same every time. I open my eyes, and I'm already standing, and there's like some sort of alarms going off. I don't know where I'm at, and I look to my left, and there's a woman, and she tells me to start running. So I start running, and I'm running, and I look back, and I notice we're wearing jumpsuits, these blue jumpsuits that we're all wearing the same one.
Hmm.
And on her back, it says 101. And I ran by somebody again, and they have 101. So we're wearing jumpsuits that say 101. I'm running and running and running. And I know my way around somehow. And I reach this big hydraulic door. My heart's just beating. And there's security chasing me. And I go through the hydraulic door. It's already open. And it leads to some sort of cave. And I look back, and security stops running. They don't want to go back there. They're disgusting that they don't want to pass that area. And I open this door, and the sun just blinds my eyes. I just can't see. And the first time, that's when it stopped. And I was like, I woke up, you know, like, whoa, what was that? And next time, the same thing happened again, except I got to see what was outside. And it was just the wasteland. Everything was just destroyed, buildings.
Everything was gone, like it was nuked, huh?
Yeah, like it was a fallout or something. And
God.
The next dream, third dream over, I finally got more time to look around, and I noticed the Washington Monument. So I found out that I was in Washington, D.C., and it was completely, it was standing still, but it was all destroyed, kind of, you know? And it took me a couple dreams to realize it was Washington, D.C., but when I looked back, like probably the fourth time, it's really weird that it keeps happening, but it builds on. When I look back, I see it was a vault that I came out of. It was some sort of underground vault. And the last dream that I had that was with this was after I looked back, that when it was an underground vault, I had some thing on my wrist. And the only thing that I caught, that what I read, was PIP or PIP. It was some sort of strange device with a green screen. I have no idea what it was, and I haven't had those dreams since.
Were you able to determine what year this could have been, Ricky?
It looked, it's honestly, with that technology, that vault door was, it was huge. It had a big 101 on it, and that by the look of the device, it looked like it was the future, really. It was, you know, my clothing wasn't advanced.
How far out?
I would say, like, the year, I don't know, 2000, like 200 years ahead.
You know, 200 years ahead. That's scary. Back in a moment.